people count, and you have been every Friday. You are faithful there, Diane. It's time for our people to wake up and stop being so segregated and support what God is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we always, we're too individualized. That's celebration. And that's where the devil always beat us. Because anything, sometimes something sounds good, but it need a sound not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to find God in the city, mm-hmm, and see something that God is doing in the city, mm-hmm, and support it collectively. I want to be a part of the God of the city, mm-hmm, billboard. I want to support that monthly with my offering. So we sometimes criticize the ungodly when they put up billboard. Yeah. They put up a big billboard, mm-hmm, telling you to kill baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there are hundreds of supporters that support those billboards. Mm-hmm. They give their money, mm-hmm, to see those. They just don't go up by themselves. I feel fired up this morning. Mm-hmm. And here we put one board up for God. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen anyone being called in. Hey, Pastor Beckford, Pastor Diana, you guys are doing a great work by advertising my God. I want to support that. Mm-hmm. I want to support that. Mm-hmm. I want to support what God is doing in this city. I want to support the work of God in the city. One announcement, an godly person might just drive to this city and he read that billboard and he might speak to him. Mm-hmm. So let us wake up. My job here right now is to wake us up as Christians. The Bible says, wake up, O ye sleepers. Yes. We got to wake up to what's going on.
And when we drive through different areas, pay attention to the billboards.
Yeah.
Look and see what they say. You know, it's 2024.
Yeah.
But billboards are still used. They're still effective marketing to get messages across. They're very expensive. So if you think about it, companies that are using billboards are making a significant investment in getting their message out. So we know that it is effective, because otherwise they wouldn't do it. Big companies wouldn't do it. They'd use their money for something else. Yes. Small companies wouldn't do it. They'd use their money for something else. So it is an effective way to get a message out, even though some may say it's old-fashioned, whatever, a billboard. No, it's still an effective way to communicate. And if you look at what's on different billboards, you see where people are interested in sowing their money, because you see the content of it, and it's being funded, they're being supported
by people
who believe in the message that's on them.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, there's people who believe in that message. So as Christians, we believe Jesus is Lord, and
yes,
that's what the God of the City altar declares. God of this city, Jesus is Lord, and it's located on State Road 520 as you are coming in to the city of Cocoa. After you pass 95 coming more east, it's there right after Range Road, between Range Road and Clear Lake Road. So our prayer point this morning for the city of Cocoa is lift up your head. Some of the theme scriptures for the God of the City altar as it was established come from Zechariah chapter 1 verses 19 through 21. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah,
yeah,
so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. So there's people whose head was cast down. And the only thing to lift up the heads is for the craftsmen to come and to bring terror upon the horns, to cast out the horns. Doesn't say compromise with the horns. Doesn't say figure out how to accommodate the horns. It says cast out the horns. So we do that spiritually. We spiritually, by engaging in spiritual battle, spiritual tactics,
right,
using the word of God, we cast out those horns. What are the four horns that were identified to Pastor Beckford by God, hold in the city of Cocoa? One, murder.
Yes.
Two, addiction.
Yes.
Three, poverty.
Yes.
Four, religion.
We got to cast them out.
So those are all things that cause people then to hang down their head. It says that no one could lift up his head. That these people to scatter, and they could not lift up their head. So think about that. Think about if your head is dropped, your view is very limited. When your head is dropped, all you see is a couple of feet between your head and the ground. You have a limited view. Your choices are small. But when you lift up your head in comparison, you can see as far as your eyes can see, any direction. You could go to the look to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, up. You have a full broad spectrum, a few broad view of opportunity. You have a broad view of supply. You have a broad view of solutions to your issues when you're able to lift up your head. So it doesn't say those who had their head hung down were going to be able to cast out the horns. It says the craftsmen are coming to terrify. So there's a group of strategic people, craftsmen, who are coming to bring terror on the horns, who are coming to fight the battle that's defeating the other. There's a battle that's defeating people. It says they're scattered, and it says that they cannot lift up the head. Doesn't say they're the ones to fight. It says the craftsmen now are coming. And what are the craftsmen coming to do? To terrify the horns and to cast them out. So then the people can lift up their head so that they can see that God is a God of many options. The devil wants you to think that you have no options. The devil wants you to have a limited view. The enemy wants to back you into a wall and make you feel like your only option is to go with what he say. But with God, we have many options. That's why we must lift up our head. Psalm 121 tells us, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So when we feel like we don't have no options, when we feel like we don't have no help, what do we have to do? Lift up our eyes to what? The hills. Why? Because that's where our help comes from. And when you go through, again, Psalm 121, you see the benefits of looking onto God. When we look onto man, we are disappointed. When we look onto God, we are appointed. We're able to be elevated, to overcome. We're able to get to a different position of glory in life, the place of victory. But Jesus died for us to have. We're fighting from the place of victory. We must be fully convinced. So go over that. Go over Psalm 121. Look at all the benefits of looking on to God, looking up for help, looking on to the hills, whence your help comes from. See all the provision that he has there for you, how he cares for you, how he guards you, how he provides for you, how he ensures that you'll be able to persevere and move from where you are to where you are going. In Nehemiah chapter 8, in verses 1 through 12, I'm not going to read the whole thing for time. We're getting close on time on this morning. But when you look in Nehemiah chapter 8, there's a verse that people go to often in verse 10 where it says, and they say part of the verse, this is half of the verse, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The part that we hear is for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The totality of verse 10 right there in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So everything I just read right there was the same verse. But the only part of that verse that you hear is the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you look in the context of what's going on there in the chapter in Nehemiah chapter 8. They're hearing the word of God read, and they're anticipating that they are hearing something that they're not a candidate for. They specifically, when they started reading the word of God, they specifically put people in the crowd to be able to share the understanding. So as the word was being read from the pulpit, it says that it was a wooden podium. As the word was being read, there were people that said that they had the sense, they had the understanding that was strategically placed with amongst the multitude of people to ensure that they understood what they were hearing. But even with all those provisions, the people felt like they were hearing something that was too good to be true. And the Bible says that the gospel is the too good to be true news. So they began to sorrow because they didn't think that was their portion. But he had to tell them, yes, it is. That's the
Thank
Great
you
Commission.
For joining us Make for count. Our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
My prayers will be